With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Blizzard warnings posted from Delaware to Maine as the Northeast is hammered by a powerful winter storm. It's snarling travel on the roads and in the air, closing schools and businesses, and has left hundreds of thousands without power. National Weather Service meteorologist Kevin Kadima.
Well, yeah, this is quite a nor'easter. I mean, on a scale that we don't see very often around these parts. We certainly are no strangers to nor'easters, but this will be a particularly high-end nor'easter considering the heavy snow and also the really strong wind gusts, anywhere from 60 to 80 miles an hour wind gusts.
The severe weather is prompting state and local emergency declarations. New York City Mayor Zoran Mamdani has declared a state of emergency through noon.
The state of emergency closes the streets, highways, and bridges of New York City for all traffic, cars, trucks, scooters, and e-bikes, with some specific exemptions for essential and emergency movement. We are asking New Yorkers to avoid all non-essential travel.
And the storm has resulted in thousands of flight delays and numerous cancellations. Secret Service agents have shot and killed an intruder at President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate.
Early Sunday morning, an armed man drove into the secure perimeter of Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida, before being shot and killed. The U.S. Secret Service says the man entered the property with a gas can and a shotgun. When he raised the weapon to his shooting position, the agents and a local sheriff's deputy fired. Although President Trump often spends weekends at his resort, he was at the White House when the incident occurred. Greg Clugston reporting.
The Mexican military's killing of a most wanted man, a drug lord, has been followed by a spasm of drug cartel violence across a dozen Mexican states, forcing residents and tourists alike to shelter in place. This is SRN News. Lawmakers in Tennessee are working on a gay marriage bill.
The legislation, which has passed the state's House of Representatives, would not invalidate same-sex unions. But it would establish that private citizens and organizations do not have to recognize gay marriages and cannot be punished for refusing to do so. Back in 2006, before the U.S. Supreme Court legalized homosexual unions nationwide, Tennessee voters approved an amendment banning them. The bill now goes to the Tennessee Senate. Michael Harrington reporting.
Pope Leo is facing his first crisis within the Catholic Church, a breakaway conservative group rejecting the Vatican's offer of talks. The position of the Society of Pius X suggests a collision course with the pontiff over its planned consecrations of new bishops without his consent. The SSPX counts over 700 priests and seminarians, which poses a real threat to the Vatican because it represents a parallel church. This is SRN News. The 2026 Winter Olympic Games are history.
The twin Olympic cauldrons in Milan and Cortina d'Ampezzo have been extinguished, signaling the end of the most spread-out Winter Games in Italy. International Olympic Committee President Kirsty Coventry declared the 2026 Games over at the closing ceremony in Verona, saying the Games, quote, set a new, very high standard for the future. Norway led the way with Winter Olympics records of 41 total medals and 18 golds, followed by 33 medals and 12 golds for the United States. Host nation Italy won 30 medals and 10 golds. I'm Gethin Coolball.
Thousands of nurses at a major New York hospital system have approved a new contract, voting to end a strike after more than a month. The nurses' union announcing the vote results over the weekend. More than 4,000 nurses in the privately run New York Presbyterian system went on strike January 12th. More details at srnnews.com.